And what are we doing right now?
Spring cleaning.
We deodorize and sanitize and harmonize too.
All those things.
Spring cleaning. We're gonna make this town look all shiny and new.
No doubt about
that.
Yeah, we're working on that. As we check in with the individual known as, are you ready for this? The most organized man in America? Could that be? Possibly because he was born in Detroit and grew up here. But Andrew Mellon is on the West Coast on this Saturday morning, sitting there with his book called Unstuff Your Life, Kick the Clutter Habit and Completely Organize Your Life for Good. I think I saw you, last Sunday morning on the CBS morning show, and they were talking about this time of the year being the time that you begin to declutter and spring clean. Why do we have so much stuff around, Andrew?
Oh, it's an excellent question, Warren. We have so much stuff around because we're not paying attention to the choices that we're making in the moment. We defer decisions. That's the definition of clutter. It's just a deferred decision. You set something down, you promise yourself you're going to get right back to it, and then you keep walking, and later arrives, and later has its own agenda for how you're going to spend your time. It has nothing to do with what you thought you were going to be doing.
Yeah, but I think I'm one of those, not necessarily falling into that category. I'm one of those, and I'm sure you run across this as you counsel people from coast to coast, thinking that I really can't throw this away because what if I need it in a week or a month or a year or something like that?
Sure, it's all about someday and later. And if you could see me, you'd see that I was making air quotes. I mean, there is no such thing as someday. There's 7 days in the week. One of them is not called someday. So if you're scheduling things for someday in your mind or in a conversation with somebody, you might as well just say never because it's never going to happen.
In fact, one of the things you do early on in Unstuff Your Life, you want people to, well, you don't call it necessarily a test, but kind of opens up the mind with questions like, do you, and tell me why you put these in, do you often feel stuck? How often do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel there's something else you should be doing but can't even seem to get to it? I mean, this is just one of 49 questions that you pass along.
Yes, because so much of organization and by extension disorganization is a result of poor time management. And the way that I call it bad math, the way that we are connecting the dots doesn't add up. We have 24 hours in a day, we have 60 minutes in an hour, and we often will tell ourselves, oh, I'm going to make up that lost time. We get caught in this circular conversation with ourselves, often in our own heads. I mean, a lot of it isn't actually even articulated out to anybody who's listening. It's just a conversation that we have with ourselves about later, someday, this is going to happen. And we have the best intentions of how we're going to solve a problem that we're creating in the moment later, because we're on that gerbil wheel of busy, busy, busy. There's always something else to be doing, and we're gonna come back to this. There's something more important I'm gonna do now, but then I'm gonna clean up my mess later. But instead of just putting something away in the moment, and the math again proves to us that it takes the same amount of time to put something away now as it does later, and chances are you do have the 30 seconds, the 45 seconds, the minute and a half that it takes to make your bed or do something, rather than leaving it unfinished now and pretending that you're going to circle back to it to button it up at some future undefined time.
But Andrew Mellon, one of the problems has to be, okay, so you're going to do something with it. What are you going to do with it? Where are you going to put it? And instead of throwing it away, I saw a statistic that suggested there are more now places, those mini garage, those storage area.
Yes.
There are more of those than I think Subway, McDonald's, and another put together. We have,
yes.
That's where we're now having to go because what? We've run out of spaces in the attic or the garage or the basement or somewhere else. So we've got these storage locations are a big boom in the country.
A multi-billion-dollar industry. And And anything that you're putting in offsite storage, the only time offsite storage is useful is in a temporary situation. If you're renovating a home, if you're between moves and your home isn't ready, if there's been a major life cycle event, the death of a relative or a family friend or somebody, and things are coming in or things are going out, but it should always be temporary. The statistic, I think, is also that stuff stays in offsite storage for a minimum of 17 months. And so you just need to do the math. Again, if that space is costing you $200 or $300 a month, is the value of the things that you're putting in there worth $3,500 or $4,000? If the answer is no, then there's no point in parking it there. And often, from whether we watch shows like Storage Wars or if you do the research, you'll quickly discover that the value of the things that people put in offsite storage is never equal to the value of the actual stuff. It's the money that you spend, you might as well just flush it down the toilet or set it on fire.
There are so many great tips for taking place in your house or your condo or even your apartment, wherever you have to be living. And I think I saw a statistic, and you live in New York. You don't even have a garage, right? You've got less than 1,000 square feet, something like that.
Yeah, my apartment is 633 square feet.
Right. So you have to take care of that. But I think I saw the statistic that suggested that people with, for example, two-car garages, 27% of them can only put one car in there, and 35% of them, they can't park any cars in their garage because of the clutter.
Exactly. It's all that story that you mentioned earlier, right? That I might need it someday.
Yes, that's me.
It's still perfectly good. I would never suggest that it end up in landfill. Garbage is not the answer. There is somebody right now who wants that thing, who needs that old toaster that you're finished with, that blender that's sitting in your garage, those stuffed animals, those athletic toys that belong to your kids or to yourself, right? Those old gardening tools. Whatever it is, somebody needs it right now. And if you're not using it and you have no real clear intention of using it again in the future, your impulse around it still having value to someone is spot on. It's just not you. So find a home for it, and don't worry about finding the perfect home for
right.
it. The next home is the perfect home. So whether that's at a thrift store or a shelter or a swap meet or someplace, a flea market, a garage sale, it doesn't matter where it's going. Just get into action and get it moving out of your life and into somebody else's.
Kick the clutter habit and completely organize your life for good. A softback book from Avery from Andrew Mellon. Unstuff Your Life. Thanks for getting up with us over there in San Francisco. When's the last time you were back home here in Detroit?
I was there last summer to visit my mom.
Oh.
And you're very welcome, Moore. It's my pleasure to be here with you.